welcome everybody to Glidden here in Iowa. We've got the Glidden, a Ralston, a Wildcats, as they're going to be hosting Rolling Valley Conference opponent Arweba tonight in a battle of the Wildcats in the Rockets. Both teams getting their pregame and a pre-stuff going on here. You are listening live to the Mackey Motors, a pregame brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Live tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Together, let's drive. Motor Inn of Carroll. Should be a pretty fun game. The Arweba Rockets coming in at 2-3, 1-3 in the in the Rolling Valley Conference under head coach Jake Danner. The Glidden Ralston Wildcats 2-7. They are 0-2 in the conference under head coach Joey Walker and assistant coach Colby Schumann. Should be a very fun game here tonight. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll take a minute break, and when we come back, we've got more of your Mackey Motors.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Mackey Motors at tailgate here. We'll talk first about the Arweba Rockets as, again, coming in at 2-3. They're two wins, one over ESAC as they won a close one 3-2 there, and then they beat Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 12-0. They're one of their three losses coming last night to many people's pick to maybe win a state title this season. Coon Rapids at Baird, as you know, there's not a lot of teams that can slow that team down, so you got to give some credit to Arweba there. That's a tough game to try and win, but some other losses as well. Cam and Woodbine, when you look at those ones, two of the probably top five teams in the Rolling Valley Conference this year, so a lot of tough competition to start the year for the Rockets, and it's been the same thing for Glidden Ralston. They play a majority of their games in the Rolling Valley Conference as well, so you see the Woodbines, the Cams, the Coon Rapids, Baird teams as well. So, you know, both teams, you can look at record and say, you know, they're under 500 for both teams, but they play a very tough schedule here. The Rockets currently out in front of us taking some infield-outfield work, and they will get ready to bat first. And looking at their batting order, they're going to be leading off with Wyatt Regaler, who will be playing first base tonight. I know in talking to head coach Joey Walker, he was kind of talking about, you know, they're probably going to throw Wyatt against us. But, you know, talking to head coach Jake Danner, Wyatt's been having some issues with the elbow. So, unfortunately, they pulled him after 65 pitches to try and throw him this game. But he will not be on the mound tonight. Grant Wilkin will be hitting out of the two slot, and he will be pitching tonight here. Mr. Wilkin has started one game on the mound for the Rockets. He's 1-1 on the season with 7 innings pitched, giving up 7 hits, 14 runs allowed, just 5 of them being earned, while walking 3 and striking out 6. Jonathan Rieselman behind the plate hitting 3rd. Devin Ayles will be hitting cleanup and hitting a cleanup and will be playing 2nd base. Got Derek Thompson at shortstop hitting in the 5 slot. Out of the 6th slot will be Weston Toft, who plays center field. Damon Thompson will be hitting out of the 7th slot and being in left field. Wyatt Rieselman at 3rd hitting out of the 8. And Bo Noggle going to be a batting last and playing a right field tonight. And I kind of joked with head coach Jake Danner, you know, we were talking about how the wind's blowing out from behind here, so, you know, we got a lot of power, you could probably poke it out in center field, but then we kind of joked and we say, you know, the center field's probably not attainable for a lot of the kids that are going to be hitting the ball here tonight, because very deep center field out here at the Glidden Ralston at baseball field, but, you know, right and left field pretty attainable as well. And it should be a pretty fun matchup for the bats tonight here as well. Looking at Glidden Ralston, they'll be in the field starting things off. Jackson Whitaker going to be pitching tonight. He started two games while going 2-0 with 17 and a third inning pitch. He gives up 13 hits, 13 runs scored, 6 of them just being earned, has walked 4, hit 6, and struck out a 24. Hayden Fay will be catching behind the plate for him. They got Brody Hunt over at first, Evan Anderson at second, Landon Rohrbeck at short, and Grayson Renzi over at third. Your outfield, Landon Whitaker in left, Colton Rohrbeck in center and a Carson Peters out in right field. And I had an interview with Jake Danner this morning. I know Jeff Blankman talked with head coach Joey Walker earlier this week in our weekly interviews with our coaches. And talking to both of them, you know, this game isn't one you have circled on the list, but it's one of many that you look at and you go, you know, we need conference wins. We need to be able to try and beat some of these teams that have similar records and have kind of a similar look to what we have. So it should be a very fun one here tonight. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have more of the Mackey Motors pregame rolling on here.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Welcome back to the Mackey Motors, the tailgate. We have got both of your head coaches in Jake Danner and Joey Walker standing out with the umpires at home plate as we get things ready to roll along here. Again, both teams searching for their third win of the season as Arweva comes in at 2-3 and Glidden-Ralston at 2-7. I kind of talked about this, you know, in our weekly interviews, and we talked about this on our Tuesday morning sports show, CB Sports Network Rewind on KCIM. Arweva start the season a little late. You know, a lot of teams are probably about 6-7 games into the season by the time Arweva starts, but it's a team that has been competitive over the last couple of years, you know, finishing around 500, maybe a couple of games under, a couple of games ahead. So they kind of make it up there very quick, but they don't play a whole ton of games, but they get enough in to be able to go here, and they sit right now at 1-3 in a conference play, so probably looking to try and move that again to 2-3 here, and it would be a good night to do it. A little bit of wind blowing out from the north. Kind of blowing it out towards your center and right field here, so you got a little bit of pop in the bat. You might be able to poke one out there. But the biggest thing, you know, when I talk to head coach Jake Danner is you don't want to swing for the fences here. You're not trying to be the next Aaron Judge, the next Barry Bonds. You know, you're just trying to put balls in play, get it through the infield, and get some base hits. And we talked about this with him in our weekly interview. You know, they struggled to get the runners around. They've had some guys at third, some guys at second, and have just struggled to get them around tonight. So that's the big thing for them. For Glidden-Ralston, I think it starts with the pitching and the fielding here. If you can have a clean game pitching and a clean game fielding, I think the bats will start to roll, because I think there's a lot of promise with the bats in this group here when you look at kind of this order. Colton Rohrbeck, Landon Rohrbeck, Landon Whitaker, Hayden Fay. You know, you start with those four. If you get Colton and Landon on, those two kids combined around 21 stolen bases. So you're going to have a lot of promise between that one there. So for them, just make sure you get things rolling. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have our national anthem of everything coming up.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your Ag Lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets!
That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Hawley Insurance and Vale is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vale, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network. We have got first pitch coming up here soon, and that will be Jackson Whitaker for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, who will be throwing out this first pitch here. And watching him, got a little bit of velocity of the ball. Obviously, we've seen him be a great golfer as he made the almost made the state tournament here back-to-back years. So, you know, he's got a little bit of swing to him, but we'll see what he's got on the mound here tonight. Again, I talked about, you know, his impact as he's 2-0 on the season with 17 and a third innings pitch. He struck out 24, but 10 walks between hit-by-pitches and walks. There has 6 hit-by-pitches and 4 walks. So got to keep that to a minimum tonight here if you're Jackson Whitaker, because you put guys like Wyatt Regal, or you put guys like, you know, Jonathan Rieselman, Devin Ehlers, Derek Thompson. There's a lot of fast kids that Arweva can put on the bases here, so that should be a main priority tonight. Not walk a lot of batters, you know, make them hit against you, because I look at some of the batting averages that they got. I think, you know, you got a couple of guys in the threes and fours, just two guys in the threes and fours, and then a lot of guys in the hundreds here. So you can maybe beat them that way there, is just try to, you know, pitch the ball well and make them hit against you here. But nonetheless, Wyatt Regaler going to lead off here in just a moment. Looking at his season, hitting 375 on the year with 6 hits. He scored four runs with two doubles and a triple as well mixed in there. He has two walks and a hit by pitch as well. Funny thing for Arweva, just one RBI on the season through five games here, so they kind of struggle to bring batters around sometimes. Regaler, again, you know, you look at the seasons he's had, football, standout running back for the Rockets, played basketball for him as well, standout basketball player, state track kid, so one of the premier athletes we've got in our area. First pitch here from Whitaker, going to sail in the zone for a strike number one. Now a 1-0 count going to be facing Regaler. Whitaker going to be working from the stretch immediately. Second pitch there, this is going to be a high fly ball into deep left field. That'll be over the fence. And it looks like either a ground rule double or a home run. We'll see what they call here. And it looks like it was a ground rule double, so Regaler will take the lead off double and stand over at second base there. It's kind of tough to tell, you know, from this area if it was the ground rule double or if it was the home run. But from the way that Jake Ganner came out and said, you know, go back to second, we'll get that one there. But a nice hard hit ball. We talked about, you know, the pop in the bat that both teams are going to need to put one out there. Regaler kind of showed there's a chance you can put it out in center field. The pitcher, Grant Wilkin, due up now, hitting 389 with seven hits and four runs scored. First pitch on the way. Wilkin going to take this one up over our heads for strike number one on the foul ball. Whitaker's thrown three straight strikes. And 0-1 on Regaler before he took the ground rule double into left center field. So now an 0-1 against Grant Wilkin. Holding on at second. First pitch here, breaking ball. And that'll fly right into the zone. And, you know, if you were here, you'd see that Whitaker's breaking ball there. You know, it starts way up almost at the head of Wilkin and will break all the way back to the zone. So a tough one to time up and try and get. Evan Anderson holding on Regaler at second. Pitch on the way up and out. For ball number one. So Wilkin will be facing the 1-2. Field playing pretty straight up. You've got, you know, your two outside fielders playing a little bit deeper. Center field playing decently deep. And a pitch here from Wilkin going to be taking up the third base side. They're going to send Regaler home. Regaler rounding, throw not even there in time. And Regaler going to jog it over. They're going to send it to second. Anderson going to try to get the tag. And Wilkin going to be credited for the double there. As he will be hitting an RBI as well, just the second RBI of the season. Wyatt Regaler coming around to score, and it's 1-0 Rockets after the first two batters. Nice job there from Jake Danner, you know, right away, recognizing that you got to send your guy on something like that, try and get that early lead. So now you're going to see if the Wildcats can respond as they trail now 1-0. Jonathan Rieselman going to be in the box here, hitting 294 with three runs scored and five hits. That breaking ball not going to find it. You hear that wind kind of blowing through the mic as well, so I apologize for that, but it is very, very windy today here in Glidden and kind of all around where our games are at. Pitch on the way here. Rieselman going to take this one over the head of Landon Rohrbeck at short, and they're going to turn the corner on this one for Grant Wilkin. And Wilkin going to come in to score on the RBI single for Jonathan Rieselman. He was the only one with an RBI coming into this game. Now he has two on this season and brings Grant Wilkin in to score. And the Rockets lead 2-0, just three batters into this ballgame. Now due up in the fourth slot, going to be Devin Ehlers. You got a runner over at first and Jonathan Rieselman, not taking too big of a lead. And the first pitch for Ehlers is going to be swung on and missed for strike number one. Nice job pitching from Jackson Whitaker. The Rockets just came out fast with the bats, nonetheless, to try and get this thing going. And Naylor's going to have a short chopper. It'll be Whitaker turning to first. The throw going to be there in time. And Rieselman going to get caught between third and second, but he will slide back into second. So he will advance to second base. And Ehlers will be out on the 1-3 grounder for out number one. Again, very windy night. Derek Thompson due up now as he is the shortstop tonight for the Arweva Rockets, hitting 167 on the season with just two hits. He scored twice and been walked six times, four walks and two hit by pitches. Anderson holding on at second. Pitch on the way here, going to be upstairs for ball number one. Again, coming to you live tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Together, let's drive Motor Inn in Carroll. We will have a player of the game brought to you by Culver's after this one. It'll be, you know, one of the two teams here eligible for it. Is Thompson going to take that one low, but just making the corner for the strike. And Whitaker pitching the ball exceptionally well here, but the Rockets, again, came out to play so far, and they have put the bat on the ball. And this one going to find the zone once again. And you're seeing Whitaker, you know, if it's not that breaking ball, those fastballs are starting to find that outside corner. So it's going to be tough for the Rockets to time that one up if Whitaker is going to try and keep him outside. Big gap down the second base side here. Pitch on the way, and that one going to hit Thompson. It was a 1-2 count, and Thompson going to be advancing to first base on the hit-by pitch. And I said, you know, you got to keep those to a minimum. You hadn't seen a walk to start things off here, but now you get the one, and you got to hope, if you're head coach Joey Walker, that Jackson Whitaker keeps his head in the game here. You got to hope that he can still pitch those strikes that you've seen so far, because he's done a really nice job pitching. Going to have a leadoff at first from Derek Thompson as Weston Toth coming in, the center fielder, hitting 167 on the season with two hits. He's been walked five times and scored a run. They're going to turn and throw to second, and Rieselman will get back to the bag. Anderson just a second behind on the tag there, and Whitaker trying to get the runner out at second. You have a runner in scoring position and one at first in Derek Thompson. Jonathan Rieselman, the runner in scoring position at second. Anderson going to slip back over towards the bag. Toft will get ready with the bat, and we will have a time by our home plate umpire. I think he was trying to talk to Jonathan Rieselman over at second, but with, you know, the wind, it's kind of hard to hear probably that far. Anderson sprinting over to the bag. Pitch on the way from Whitaker. Going to find the low corner for strike number one against Toft. I did this game a year ago over in Arweva. I believe Glenn Ralston victorious in that one. I saw a couple of very good teams back then, and you got a pretty good game so far tonight. That one, Toth's going to hit up the first base side. It'll be a roller over there, and they've got to try and beat him. And the throw over to first, not going to be there in time. Runner going to take off from third and score, and we've got a runner down over at second. Looks like Derek Thompson may have kind of come down bad on the bag there, and he will be down. So we'll credit the error over at first for Toth to score, Toth to reach. Rieselman going to come around to score, and we'll have Derek Thompson kind of slow to get up over at second base. So the Rockets score their first three and now lead 3-0. Thompson now to his feet. Looks like we'll have a courtesy runner over at first, I believe, possibly. Nope, it'll be Toth still. So Thompson, good to go at second. And what I saw was just we got one of the guys that, you know, suits up, Easton Wessel, your first base coach. Bringing up now Damon Thompson, who hits 250 on the season with four hits. Still looking for all the rest of his stats, some scores and stuff like that on the season. Is that one going to miss just outside for ball number one? Runner at second going to be Derek Thompson. Weston Toft over at first, trying to keep my book up to date here so we can type our Brinks Exterior Sports Report tonight. This one going to be a foul off from Thompson as it sails over the right field side. Thompson going to step back in now. Arweva, one of the few schools that has the last names across the back of their jerseys. Don't see a whole ton of that here in the state of Iowa. Pitch on the way, they're going to be up and inside for ball number two. Thompson now facing the 2-1. Again tonight, Walter Culver's player of the game at the conclusion of our broadcast here. That'll be just a little bit later tonight, a little bit earlier than Jeff's game, which starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and that pitch going to miss low and away. And for the first time here, Whitaker behind in the count at 3-1. Thompson at second getting a lead. He also got one from Toft over at first. Anderson holding on. Pitch from Whitaker on the breaking ball. And I tell you what, he's got a beautiful-looking breaking ball. That one sailed right into the zone to fill up the count 3-2. Wouldn't be surprised if they try and go maybe right back to that one there. And they're going to go fastball, and it will be fouled off. So we're a main full count 3-2. I talked about this the other night when I had some Audubon baseball action with a couple of the Miller boys down there. You know, it's important to try and keep the count alive here as long as you can if it strikes. If you're not going to put it into play, at least try to foul it off, keep yourself alive, and that fastball going to miss just outside. for the full count walk for Damon Thompson. He will walk over to first. You'll have a runner now at third and Derek Thompson. You'll have a runner at second in Weston Toft. And now a runner at first. Wyatt Rieselman due up for the Arweva Rockets. Rieselman on the season hitting 0.83 with one hit and four runs scored. Has been walked three times, and Rieselman going to swing and miss for strike number one. Again, 3-0 Rockets here in the top of the first inning. They've really hit the ball well. Field starting to play a little bit in. Rieselman going to take another swing at it and unable to connect for strike number two. Now an 0-2 count, important to either get the out here or strike out, or you know, don't give up anymore, as Rieselman going to go down swinging for out number two and the first strikeout of the night for Jackson Whitaker. Bo Nagel now stepping in, hitting just one walk so far, his second at-bat of the season, and that one going to find the zone. Again, this is just Bo Nagel's second at-bat of the year, and he's facing some really good pitching talent. Pitch on the way here from Whitaker. He's going to chopper this one back to Whitaker, and it's going to go off of his foot, throw to first. Going to be there, and let's see what they call. They will call it an out. So the 6-3 putout, an impressive play by Landon Rohrbeck to get out of this inning here. The Rockets do their damage nonetheless as they put up three runs and lead 3-0 here after the top of the first.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Well, they get a chance to return the favor as they trail 3-0. Grigaller, Wilkin, and Rieselman all scoring three runs on three hits with just the one error. They left a couple of runners on as well. It'll be Colton Rohrbeck leading things off. He'll be facing Grant Wilkin. Rohrbeck on the season, hitting 375 with 12 hits. Has scored 7 and has batted in 6. Also second on the team in stolen bases with 10. Wilkin going to be pitching to Jonathan Rieselman, who, if you know anything about Arweva baseball, has been a great catcher for them for a couple of years now. But, you know, I talk about these two guys that are going to lead off here for Glenn Ralston and Colton and Landon Rohrbeck. Dangerous speed on the bases, so you know you can easily return this favor here if you put these two guys on base and get a couple of guys to try and bat them around. Rohrbeck, the center fielder, and this will be Colton leading things off. First pitch here for Wilkin, and a breaking ball going to float into the zone for strike number one. Going to see a battle of two pitchers who can throw a lot of, you know, off speed and able to kind of work the zone. Is Rohrbeck going to swing and miss on the second one for strike number two? 0-2 count for Rohrbeck now. Needs to protect the plate here. Wilkins pitch. This one going to be a swing and a miss. And that'll be a strikeout for Colton Rohrbeck to lead things off. Brings up now his brother, Landon Rohrbeck, who on the season hitting 379 with 11 hits, has scored 7 times, has batted in 7 runs, and has stolen 11 bases. So they are able to you know, if he's around, able to maybe get him to third and bat him around. After him, it'll be Landon Whitaker and Hayden Fay. Wilkin working from the windup here. Pitch on the way, breaking ball. Just going to miss the outside corner, or the inside corner, excuse me, for ball number one. And coming to you live tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth here on Kick 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network. Wilkins' pitch going to be fouled off the mask of the umpire behind home plate for strike one. We've also got some softball action going on in our right to the distance over there. And a pitch on the way. Rohrbeck going to take this one. High fly ball. It'll be in foul territory. Regaler looking into the sun. We'll put the glove up and get the fly out. Route number two. So two up, two down for the Arweva Rockets so far as they have gotten a strikeout and a fly out to kick things off. Brings up now Landon Whitaker. Whitaker hitting 296 with eight hits, has batted in four runs and scored five of his own. Pitch for Wilkin here, breaking ball upstairs. We'll miss it for ball number one. Again, Arweva softball playing over there against Glidden-Ralston. Glidden-Ralston softball, very good team. Is that ball for Wilkin going to miss inside once again? Ball number two. And I talk about, you know, they're 5-5 on the season, but that's a team that in the postseason I'd be scared to run into. Wilkins' fastball going to miss downstairs. Well, that'll be 3-0 against Whitaker. The Rockets were looking to go 3-up, 3-down, and maybe, you know, escape this inning early, but Wilkin got to find the zone here and hope that Whitaker can't take it for a ride. Pitch on the way, and this one inside, and the 4-0 will send Whitaker over to first base on the walk. First Wildcat to reach the bags here tonight will be Landon Whitaker, bringing up now Hayden Fay, your catcher. It's always fun when your catcher comes up with two outs, has got to take off all the gear and get ready to go bat. Fay on the season hitting .333, has five hits and scored two runs. Now looking to maybe put his name in the books here with a RBI with a runner over at first. Pitch on the way from Wilkin, swinging a miss there from Fay, and that one, you know, it looked like he wasn't going to swing and then realized that breaking ball was going to be close and just not enough time to sit and react on it. 0-1 count, Wilkin working from the stretch now. Fay going to take this one upstairs, and that'll foul off over the left field wall for strike number two, but you could see the pop in the bat there for a minute from Fay, and I thought, if that one's in the field of play, it's probably deep into left field. Coach Walker giving some signs over for first base and for our hitter in Hayden Fay. 0-2 count, breaking ball, and it'll miss just inside. You know, I kind of talk about this in a couple of other games. You know, on an 0-2, you can throw the strike, but sometimes some pitchers prefer to throw something away and see if they can get a guy to chase, and Wilkin will throw this one in. It'll be hit hard to third base and will go through the glove of both Wyatt Rieselman and Derek Thompson, which will put Fay on the bag, so that'll be an error at third base to put the runner on third or on first and a runner on second. Fay will be the runner at first, as I believe they will leave him out there, and Whitaker will be the runner at second, and the first one going to miss for Carson Peters. Peters on the year hitting .360 with nine hits, five runs scored, and has batted in four. Pitch for him. Wilkin going to have this one taken right back up center. It'll go to Thompson going off his glove. He'll turn and jump to second base and will get the solo out. Almost an error there as it comes off his glove, but he will go over there to get it. So no runs for Glidden-Ralston. They trail 3-0, heading back into the top of the second.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. Think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries. That hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Thank you.
Welcome back here on Kick 106.7 for the CB Sports Network. Here, top of the lineup, due up for the Arweva Rockets, Wyatt Regaler, Grant Wilkin, Jonathan Rieselman. All three of them scored in that first inning. Wyatt Regaler with that one hop over the fence for the ground rule double. Wilkin would bat him around on a double, and then Rieselman would bat Wilkin around on the RBI single. Rieselman will be brought around as well by Devin Ehlers, who was thrown out over at first. So now the back to the top of the lineup here. Regaler had that pop in the first inning. You saw it kind of get out to center field and just barely get its way over the fence. So, you know, now you worry a little bit if you're Whitaker where you want to put the ball. Nonetheless, you still got to put some strikes in the zone. Is that one going to find the outside corner for strike number one? And I say this enough here. Whitaker is doing a really nice job pitching. It's just Arweva's matched him on the bats so far. One pitch, breaking ball, floats in the zone. And Regaler now going to face the 0-2. And you saw it last time he faced it on one and gave it the double. Now facing the 0-2. I know Whitaker probably wants to give him the strikeout here. 0-2 pitch. This one going to be a fastball, and Regaler going to swing and miss. Drop three strike. We'll throw over to first nonetheless for the strikeout. So one out on the board here. They avenge that ground rule double, which led to those three runs with the strikeout of Wyatt Regaler, bringing up now Grant Wilkin. Wilkin again, that double with an RBI added to it in the first inning here. I know Glidden Ralston would want to keep him off the bags as well if they can. First pitch on the way, breaking ball, coming right back into the zone. And, you know, you look at Whitaker right now, and he kind of enters that flow state of pitchers where once you get the call, it just becomes natural. You throw that thing, and it's close. Is that one going to miss downstairs? On deck going to be Jonathan Rieselman and the hole, Devin Ehlers. As the Rockets go through their top of the lineup for the second time. So far, 3-0, Arweva. Wilkin going to take this one into deep right field. It'll be Carson Peters out there putting up the glove in it and getting it for the flyout. Nice job from Peters. A hard hit ball there by Wilkin. But Peters able to go out there and track it down for out number two. I know Grant, you know, if he has a teenage boy, you see that ball flying out into right field, and he's probably praying that thing flies into the car park and kind of over the scoreboards out there. So probably disappointed that it didn't get out that far. But nonetheless, a really nice hit ball and a great play by Grant, or a great play by Peters out there. Breaking ball here for Rieselman. Going to miss upstairs. So the first pitch will be ball number one. Again, a nice new scoreboard Glidden Ralston has put up out in right field. Pitch on the way, going to find the zone. So now the count going to be evened up at one apiece. Mr. Jeff Plankman's got softball tonight. It'll be number four ranked Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon over at IKM Manning for a rematch of their first game of the year. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Pre-game at 6:45 is the reason I'm going to take strike number two. That'll be on 93.7 KKRL. Should be a very fun game between those two teams. I called the first game. It was 8-0 Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton Audubon, but nonetheless a very tough team, and that'll be a swing and a miss for Rieselman after going through the entire lineup to start things off. The Rockets go three up and three down as they lead 3-0 heading into the bottom of the second. We'll see if the Wildcats can get things done.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Back here on Kick 106.7, it'll be a sea of red in the field And we'll have White with the blue pinstripes going to be hitting for us. And it'll be Grayson Renzi, Brody Hunt, and Jackson Whitaker due up for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Got my nice cool blue Gatorade here. My zero sugar cool blue Gatorade. Help me get through these seven inning ball games. We got plenty of them, and there's a chance we have three games on the air. And technically I have three games on the air Saturday, possibly. So we've got, you know, a chance to have, I've got Kemper Glidden softball on Saturday morning, but we've got Coon Rapids Barrett and Carroll at the Carroll tournament. Is Renzi going to take a strike number one? I've tried to convince Jeff here to do the championship in the third place game. So there's a chance we got three games on the air, or at least on YouTube. As Wilking going to have this one, it's a fly ball into right center field, and we'll get down for the first hit of the night for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Renzi going to round to second. It'll be a single with him getting to second off of the fielding error. Nice hit ball from Grayson Renzi. Got all the way back to the wall, and he will take off for second. Renzi going to come over handing his gloves and stuff to assistant coach Colby Schumann. Very familiar with all the guys and girls here, obviously, with him being a head coach at the school as well. Wings up now Brody Hunt. His first plate appearance. Hunt hitting 208. The throwback to second, not there in time. His five hits, six runs scored, and has batted in two runs of his own. First pitch here for Hunt. This one kind of ducked away from it there as it sails back inside and missing just barely. That'll be a ball number one. Wilkin, pitch on the way here. Hunt going to swing and miss. Kind of a slower changeup you saw there, just barely not getting the zone. You'll have Thompson at short holding Renzi on. And a swing and miss there once again from Hunt on the outside ball. Makes it now 1-2, and Wilkin working from the stretch, moves very quickly, not really waits a lot of time, and Hunt going to take this one into left field. Coming up on it and catching it will be Damon Thompson. They'll throw it to second, and Renzi will be out there as well. And that'll be just two outs. The entire Arweva team started to jog over to the dugout. That'll be just two on the board. So Renzi out on the throwout from left field and Hunt out on the flyout in left field. He will be out number one and Renzi out number two. Rockets now going to get themselves back into game shape as all of them were kind of celebrating and walking towards the dugout. Nonetheless, they got to face Jackson Whitaker, who on the season hitting 148 with four hits, has batted in four runs and scored two of his own. Pitch on the way from Wilkin, a short chopper down the first base line. It'll be Wilkin turning and throwing to first for the 1-3 putout. Nice play there, called off Rieselman, and is able to get the 1-3 put out to still lead 3-0. The Rockets playing good defense. Glidden Ralston looking for the answer.
Friday Night Lights, small town pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone,
689-2299. Two up for the Rockets will be Ehlers, Thompson, and Toft as they get things rolling along here in this inning. We've got a middle of the lineup coming up here. As they get things going on, we've got, you know, our first base coach in Easton Wessel over there at first. Wildcats throw down to second. And we'll get things kicked off with Devin Ehlers, who grounded out to Jackson Whitaker on the mound in the first inning for out number one. He was the first out after those three runs had scored. It is 3-0 Arweva here in the top of the third. First pitch here for Ehlers is going to be swung on and fouled off for strike number one. Devin been a big piece of what the Rockets have done so far, hitting .400 on the season with six hits, has stolen five bases as well as he leads them in stolen bases. Breaking ball pitch there for Ehlers will float back into the zone for strike number two. And we've seen, you know, Whitaker pitching very well tonight, giving up just those couple of hits in the first inning. Third pitch on the way. Ehlers brought the bat off the shoulder, but did not swing it around, so he will take a ball number one. Whitaker working from the stretch now. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. Ehlers going to swing and miss. It's a drop three strike, and he's going to take off for first. Throw on a lob as our first baseman, and Brody Hunt had to come off. So it will be the strikeout nonetheless, but he will reach on the drop three strike. So it'll be an error for the catcher. Still a strikeout nonetheless, but Ehlers will reach on the drop three strike and will be over at first base. Brings up now Derek Thompson, who was hit by a pitch and stranded at third back in that first inning. His second plate appearance of the night. Pitch on the way here will be fouled straight back. It's 1-0-1 count, going to face Thompson. Going to have Hayden Fay come back and get a ball behind home plate here. And play will resume. Ehlers leading off over at first. Get a little bit of a jump, and Thompson going to swing and miss on the inside fastball for strike number two. Again, Ehlers leading the team in stolen bases with five. He'll be held on by Brody Hunt at first, and the pitch going to go and hit Thompson in the back, and Ehlers was already about halfway there, but will reach second, and Thompson will go over to first, and he's 2-for-2 on hit by pitches tonight, so I don't know what he's doing, but Thompson doing a nice job of getting hit by the ball. Weston Toth now due up. He reached on an error back in the first inning and was stranded at second. Anderson going to chase over to the bag. Ehlers got a pretty big lead over there. Ball going to go low and be fouled off by Toft. And they'll say it's not actually a foul. So Ehlers will actually move to third on the pass ball. Thompson going to stay. And it'll be, I believe, an 0-1. Whitaker working from the stretch. We'll throw the pitch here. Runner going to go to second. They'll throw it back to Whitaker. Ball will come out of his glove nonetheless, but stolen base going to be credited for Derek Thompson as he takes off for second. So now both runners in scoring position at second and third. Toth with a chance to add a couple of RBIs to the Rockets. Anderson starting to lean towards second here. Whitaker's pitch will go behind. Ehlers going to take off. Whitaker going to cover the bag. They'll throw it in, and Ehlers will slide underneath as he will score on the wild pitch. So you look at that one. Ehlers was supposed to be struck out, reached on the drop three strike error, and now scores on the wild pitch. Derek Thompson also moving now to third as the Rockets going to lead 4-0. Here in the top of the third inning, and Thompson a big lead into the grass over at third. Pitch on the way, and we'll find the corner for Weston Toft as he goes down looking on the strike number three. That'll be out number one. Strikeout number three. Strikeout number four for Whitaker. Pretty sure the softball girls probably just run-ruled our weave over there. Is Thompson going to swing and miss? Got a couple of the varsity girls coming to sit in stands here, so we'll get recaps of that one typed up later, but nonetheless, probably a pretty quick game for them. And that one going to be a short chopper back to Whitaker. Pops out of his glove. Thompson going to look over at first. The throw will be in time. On the 1-3 putout for Damon Thompson, his brother Derek going to remain over at third base. Not moving on that one. And so now it'll be two outs on the board. Wyatt Rieselman due up here with a runner at third in Thompson. Pitch on the way here. This one just inside for Rieselman for ball number one. Whitaker again working really fast and pitching the ball well, but just a couple of errors in the field for Glidden-Ralston so far. Pitch on the way here. And will miss inside once again. He's missed that same spot now twice on the 0-2. On the 2-0 pitch here. That one going to be swung on and missed by Rieselman. He struck out swinging in the first inning. Out looking to maybe put one in play and drive in a run. Thompson standing alone at third. Corner starting to play a little closer. And Rieselman going to take that one down the middle. Now 2-2 after being up in the count 2-0, he now faces the 2-2. Whitaker looking to add another strikeout. Pitch on the way here, going to be swung and missed by Rieselman for out number 3 as the Rockets leave one stranded but add a run on the board to lead 4-0 heading into the bottom of the third.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers quality construction. Let's build something together. Wishing the Arweva Rockets a great season from Hagee Construction.
Go Rockets! Go
Rockets! That's Hagee Construction. Experience, quality, satisfaction. Call Hagee Construction in Westside today at 712-790-6145 and start building your dream.
Glidden-Ralston. After that, go back to the top with Colton Rohrbeck and Landon Rohrbeck. First pitch here for Anderson, going to be fouled off for strike number one. Anderson on the season, your second baseman, hitting 0-48 with one hit, two runs scored, and two runners brought in. Pitch on the way here from Wilkin. This one just going to be low for ball number one. Wilkin working very fast. He's in the windup, but right when he gets on there and gets his call, he's going. Wilkin's pitch just outside now for the 2-1. They do have kind of that comfort pitcher in Wyatt Regaler standing over at first. So if they need to bring him in, you can, but you got a couple of other guys that can pitch the ball. Is the breaking ball going to miss upstairs? Now a 3-1 for Anderson. It's not as safe as a 3-0. But, if it's not close, you don't got to try and swing at it. 3-1, breaking ball, floats into the zone. And now you try to attack maybe an outside away corner. If you're Wilkin, don't throw a breaking ball right over the zone. He'll throw a breaking ball just outside and miss it for the leadoff walk. Anderson will make a trip over to first. Bringing up now the top of the lineup in Colton Rohrbeck. And here's probably your big opportunity if you're Glidden-Ralston to get some runs on the board is when, you start with the leadoff walk from the bottom of your order, and now you bring up the top of your order, which should be some of your strongest hitters. So this is probably your biggest moment here. Rohrbeck going to lay down the bunt. Wilkin going to dive for it, unable to get to it. And I'm going to give that one, a single there. That's a tough play to make. So they will move the runner to second in Evan Anderson. And Rohrbeck going to get on the single over at first on the bunt. So Rohrbeck going to be over at first. You'll have now Landon Rohrbeck due up. And I'll write down the sack one actually there. Landon going to step up here. Flew out at first base. Is that one going to miss outside for ball number one? Now if you're Grant Wilkin, you really got to hunker down on this one. Try and throw some strikes as Glenn Ralston knocking on the door of maybe getting some runs back in this one. I know last year they trailed a little bit early and started to fight back, but now you got to kind of push past that. Wilkin looking back at second will bring it home. Now Rohrbeck going to put down the bunt. Wilkin going to turn and throw to three. They'll get the leadoff runner out at third. Landon Rohrbeck going to reach on the fielder's choice. This is brother Colton will move to second on the fielder's choice as well. And they will have Evan Anderson out at third with the 1-5 put out for out number one. Smart play there by Wilkin. A lot of guys would turn to first and immediately, instinctively, put that one in the glove of Wyatt Regaler at first as the strike number one for Landon Whitaker. But, you know, that's kind of that baseball IQ you get with some of these guys is that, you know, the ability to turn and throw to third on that one is I'm going to miss downstairs for ball number one. And that's good coaching on both sides. Runners at first and second, both going to be Landon and Colton Rohrbeck. Breaking ball there finds the zone. Now a 1-2 count for Whitaker. He had a leadoff walk, and then a sack bunt, and then a fielder's choice will reach for Rohrbeck. Just one of them on. That one going to be a hard hit ball at third. Will go through the legs of Wyatt Rieselman. They're going to send the runner here. Throwing it in will be Thompson. He will turn and look at second. Colton Rohrbeck going to dive in to home plate and will reach. That'll be an E5 making Whitaker get on base, but the runner will score in Colton Rohrbeck as he rounded third, and that's a tough guy to try and throw out because he's got a lot of speed on the bags. Whitaker will now be over at first and Rohrbeck at second. One out on the board in the bottom of the lineup. Bringing up now Hayden Fay. And like I said, here's where you try to get those runs. They're going to turn and throw back. Ehlers not on the bag as Rohrbeck will slide back in head first to remain safe. Looking back at second here, Wilkin going to bring it home and will miss it upstairs. It'll be a ball number one for Hayden Fay. Due up next going to be Carson Peters and Grayson Renzi. It's our second time through the order. Pitch on the way. This one going to be fouled off by Fay for strike number two. So an 0-2 count now, or excuse me, a 1-1 count. Going to be facing Hayden Fay. Pitch on the way from Wilkin. A hard hit ball down the third base line. There's a chance this one will score Rohrbeck as they're going to send him home. Throw into Thompson. He'll turn and throw home. Runners both can advance one to third, and he's going to get caught in the middle. They're going to turn and throw this one to second. A one-hopper for Ehlers going to go off the glove. So Landon Rohrbeck going to come in to score on the hard hit single there by Hayden Fay. I'll give him the RBI single. He will go over to first. And, you know, that's a tough play for any third baseman to make, a diving kind of outside ball to get to. Runners now going to advance to first and a second. You have Landon Whitaker at second. Landon Rohrbeck was the one to come in to score. So now Colton and Landon Rohrbeck going to come in to score. Landon Whitaker at second. Just one out on the board once again with Hayden Fay. Is that one going to miss for ball number one? Carson Peters grounded out for out number three. Pitch on the way here. Peters going to take this one into center field. This one going to be deep. And goes over the glove of Weston Toth in center field. That'll turn one at least in. They're going to try and send another. Thompson going to come in and run this one in. Whitaker nonetheless going to turn and score on the RBI single from Carson Peters. And just like that, we are back down to a one-run game. RBI single there from Carson Peters. Going to make this thing 4-3 in favor of Arweva. Actually, he had a double on that one. Let me rephrase there. So he rounded and got over to second. You'll have Hayden Fay at third, Carson Peters at second. And now the Rockets kind of in trouble with a chance to take the lead. Glidden Ralston brings up Grayson Renzi. He'll be on a 1-0 now after the ball number one. If he can put one through the infield, you have a chance of scoring too. I know Peters has got some speed. Wilkins' pitch going to miss downstairs for ball number two. And they scored three in the first, and then another one later in the game to be up 4-0. Now all three of the leadoff hitters here. Is Renzi going to take this one right back up center? That'll score at least one going through the glove of Toth. They'll turn Peters in, and the Wildcats going to take the lead on the two RBI single from Renzi. Kind of a weird change of events there for Glidden Ralston. I mean, they started the game slow, but picked up the bats here now, and Arweva just not really getting it done in the field. And it looks like we may be looking at a pitching change here, possibly. And if we will, we will step away. But a two RBI single from Grayson Renzi. Going to get that one done. Now 5-3, Glidden Ralston. It looks like Wilkin will stay out there, possibly. Or we'll have Galler maybe come in to pitch. I don't exactly know. They're still out there kind of talking things over. Nonetheless, Galler's the one standing on the mound and kind of kicking dirt up and everything. But I know, talking to Coach Danner, he said that Galler still kind of nursing an injury nonetheless. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's not the one to come in. And it looks like they will leave Wilkin out there. One out on the board. And Brody Hunt going to step back in for his second plate appearance as he flew out to left field back last inning. Renzi will lead off at first. Wilkins pitch on the way. This will be a high fly ball in left center. Toft going to go get it. And Toft will get it in the glove for the fly out in left center. Route number two. And Renzi will walk his way back to first base. And that's one of those that, you know, you take that break and kind of go out to the mound if you're Jake Danner, and now you're lucky that it worked out. Jackson Whitaker now due up, and he is the last batter before we go through the entire order. So there's a chance they could get through this entire order here in the third inning. Now 5-4, Glidden Ralston. Whitaker going to have that one miss upstairs for ball number one. And a nice job again from Glidden Ralston. You know, you had the fielder's choice, an error, and a sack bunt all coming out. And then a single, a double, and a single. As Renzi's the last one standing. Whitaker going to take this one into right field. It'll be Bo Noggle going up to get it. And he will get the flyout to end the inning. Both teams have gone through the order once in an inning. Glidden Ralston just able to score five to be able to lead 5-4.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance, find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Third, leading 4-0. Now give up five as they trail for the first time this game. They scored one in the third, and that was Devin Ehlers. Now they trail 5-4. So we'll see if they can get the bats rolling once again. It'll be their leadoff coming up at the bottom. It'll be Bo Noggle starting first, and then Wyatt Regaler right after him. So you have a chance here if you're able to strike back, but nonetheless, you're going to have to get it done on both ends because for the defense there, that was, for what Jake Gaynor kind of told me this morning, that's kind of one of those disappointing innings where, you know, you don't want to give up five runs in any inning. You give up maybe one or two here and there, but five really will kill you when it comes to the grand scheme of things, especially when you're up 4-0 Again, might have to, you know, see if Coach Bergmeyer has sent his stuff already, see maybe where the score was for that softball game, as Bo Nagel grounded out at shortstop in his first at-bat of the night. He will take a ball downstairs for ball number one. 1-0 count. Nagel waiting for pitch number two. This one going to find the zone. He'll have a short chopper down the third base line. That will remain foul. And picking it up, there will be Fay to keep it as a foul ball. And Nagel will have to jog back to home plate. Again, we're three innings in. Now into the fourth inning, we'll have our Culver's player of the game. Depending on how far this one goes, I always say, you know, we play seven, but sometimes you need more and sometimes you need less. So whenever our conclusion of this game comes, we will bring you your Culver's player of the game. Is Nagel going to swing and miss on the inside fastball for strike number two? Whitaker doing a nice job of kind of keeping the ball inside on some of those fastballs to be able to choke up the batter. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Nagel going to foul this one off into the trees. So it'll remain 1-2. Whitaker going to dig in the back heel, trying to get another strikeout in the book, and we'll throw the strike. It'll be grounded over to Landon Rohrbeck. He'll pick it up with one hand and throw over to first for the 6-3 putout. What an impressive play, though, by Landon Rohrbeck there. I don't know if my commentary did it justice. The ball hops away from his glove at the last second. He's able to react and grab it with his bare hand, turn over and throw it to first for the 6-3 putout, bringing up now Wyatt Regaller. Regaller, a ground rule double and a run scored and a strikeout, so 1-for-2 on the evening so far. This pitch going to miss outside for ball number one. One out on the board. After that, Grant Wilkin and Jonathan Rieselman, the next two due up. 1-0 pitch on the way. Breaking ball going to sink downstairs. Has that bite to it, but just bit a little too early to miss the zone. 2-0 count. Pitch on the way here. Regaller going to take a high fly ball. It's in shallow right field. Carson Peters coming over to get it in right center for the flyout. It was 2-0. Regaller tried to give that one a ride. Now going to sit at 1-3 after the flyout in right center. Two outs on the board here. Glidden Ralston looking like they may be in the driver's seat now after kind of starting a little slow, and are we even starting fast? Our Wildcats have found their rhythm. Is Wilkin going to be choked up on that one and fouls it straight back? One kind of came inside, almost hit kind of the shallow part of the bat underneath the barrel. 0-1 count now, nonetheless. Pitch on the way here for Wilkin. Going to miss outside. We'll even up the count at one apiece. Again, we'll have recaps of every softball and baseball game coming up tonight. You can go to sports.1380kcim.com. It'll be labeled Brink's Exterior Sports Report, and it will have the stats, this box score, the score, and an audio recap of every single game that happens here tonight. I know two games concluded. Our softball game here is I'm going to miss inside on Wilkin, and Coon Rapids Baird picked up a 6-0 win over Pocahontas Area at the Iowa Central Invite. We'll have Kemper playing in that invite tomorrow. 3-1 count, and this pitch right down Broadway for Wilkin as he watches it go by to fill up the count 3-2. Top of the fourth inning, or we have a trailing 5-4 to Glidden Ralston. Full count pitch on the way, this one in the zone. It'll be a high fly ball. It'll be Whitaker looking to get it, and they're going to have a collision there as Brody Hunt came over to try and get it. Whitaker called it early, and then Hunt kind of swooped over to go get it. So it'll be an error, I believe, on Hunt. So an E3 will have Grant Wilkin reach the bags. So the runner now over at first. And that's just one, you know, that's kind of a silly play. You look at it and you say, should have been out of this inning, as the Wildcats going to now have a Jonathan Rieselman coming up. He's scored once on an RBI single. He brought one run in as well. Rieselman struck out back in the second inning nonetheless, and he will take one for a ride foul. Out on the right field side, and heard it kind of pop, probably over on the concession stand over there. So an 0-1 for Rieselman now. Quarterback in football was out for basketball with a broken foot, now back for baseball. You know, he ran a little track as well. 0-1 count, runner at first, going to be Wilkin. They're going to turn and throw to try to get him out. Wilkin will dive back into the bag and stay safe. Got to love those kids that are not afraid to get dirty over on the bags. If you're head coach Jake Danner or Joey Walker. Rieselman stepping back in on the 0-1. Pitch on the way here. This one's going to be fouled straight back. Now I'm going to make it 0-2. And Whitaker, you know, I look at him right now. He has five strikeouts. Wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to add six here. Maybe throw something low and away on the 0-2, try to get Rieselman to chase. 0-2 pitch. This one going to be low and inside. So we'll add a ball to the count. 1-2. Going to face Rieselman. He's the catcher for the Rockets. So if he were to go down here, going to be taking a little bit to get ready for that next inning. 1-2 pitch. Runner going to go. Rieselman going to take it right down Broadway. Looks at it as it hits the zone for the strikeout and out number 3. The Rockets put one on the error, unable to bring Wilkin around as they trail 5-4.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have 2 loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Sports Edge Network, it is Glidden Ralston taking advantage of a five-run inning in the bottom of the third to lead 5-4 over Arweva. They will have their bottom of the lineup with Evan Anderson, then right back to the top with Colton and Landon Rohrbeck coming up for the Wildcats. Anderson got on by a walk and then was thrown out at second. And you had a couple of good plays as Zach Munt and the fielder's choice, and then an error put 3 on. They scored 5 in that inning. First pitch here from Anderson, going to be fouled off and bounced down and somehow bounced up and hit him. So it'll be a foul ball. 0-1 count now. Rieselman going to make the walk back behind the plate. It's now an 0-1. Wilkin looking to maybe add a couple of strikeouts here in this inning. Get some momentum back for Arweva as that one floats into the zone on the breaking ball for strike number 2. Let's see now if he can add that strikeout. Wilkin on the 0-2. Breaking ball going to be short chopper up, and Rieselman going to try and get it, unable to put it in the glove, throws it over to first and will be safe. So Anderson will reach over at first on the error from Rieselman, as the leadoff will be over on first. Brings up now Colton Rohrbeck. Rohrbeck reached on a sack bunt, was able to get over as they couldn't throw him out. Pitch on the way from Wilkin, going to lay down the bunt once again, this one coming off foul. So he will head back now 0-1. Probably maybe looking at another bunt here, but, you know, Arweva doesn't send a lot of guys on the bunt. Rieselman and Thompson normally would be the two that would try to cover the bunt. but they're kind of relying on Wilkin and Jonathan Rieselman to get it. They're going to take this one, and it'll be foul as Rohrbach swings and goes down the first base line. Now 0-2. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, going to be hit right up the second base line. Ehlers going to get it and try to turn to two. Unable to get it, they look for the tag and not able to get it there as well. So Rohrbach going to reach on the error. He will be over at first. Evan Anderson going to get to second. And so now back-to-back errors for the Rockets puts two runners on. Rohrbach at first. Pitch on the way here for Landon. Rohrbach took the bat off the shoulder, but that one floats outside. Not going to swing at it. Will be now a 1-0. Runners at first and second once again being held on. Pitch on the way here for Rohrbach inside. Will make it now ball two. And Wilkin, you know, putting it in the zone, just unable with the defense behind him sometimes to get it done. A lot of errors so far for Arweva as Rohrbach going to take that one upstairs, and it'll fly foul. Goes through this set of trees to our right here. Now a 2-1. Rieselman flipped off the mast to try and get it, and I know Regaler was starting to inch his way towards foul territory to try and get the out. 2-1 count for Landon Rohrbach. Pitch on the way here. This one, a breaking ball, goes over his head as he ducks. Makes it now 3-1. And you could see the first three batters all get on here if Wilkin's not able to put it in the zone. And he will. It'll be a short chopper back up to shortstop. Thompson going to field it. Throw to first. Not going to be there in time. Rohrbach going to get that one over. And he will get on for the single. Moving now his brother Colton to second. And we'll move Evan Anderson to third. Bringing up now Landon Whitaker. With three on and no outs, this is, you got to get this one if you're Glidden Ralston. I know when we talked to Joey Walker, he kind of said the same thing as Jake Denner. You know, you can't leave guys on. Pitch on the way for Wilkin will be a swing and a miss for Whitaker. Makes it now the 0-1. Key moment, though, because, you know, a one-run game, you can get two or three. Take that couple-run lead. Pitch on the way for Wilkin, breaking ball. Inside for ball number one. Wilkin putting the ball near the zone here. Just a couple of times, not able to get the out. As this one going to be chopped up the third base side and will end up foul. Nice snag there from head coach Joey Walker. Maybe we'll ask him in our post game if he's still in his prime when it comes to fielding. 1-2 count now for Whitaker. Wilkin with the pitch, breaking ball, going to find it. Whitaker watched it the entire way, unable to put the bat on the ball, and we'll go down looking for out number one. Hayden Fay now reached on an error and had a single with an RBI, also scored a run back in that third inning. Got a chance to add a couple more RBIs as he's got three runners on. Huge lead from Rohrbach at second, as they're probably not going to throw back there. Pitch on the way here, breaking ball, going to find the zone for Wilkin. Makes it now an 0-1 for Fay. On deck, Carson Peters in the hole, Grayson Renzi for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats as they lead 5-4. Wilkins pitch. This one going to be a short chopper. It'll be Thompson throwing home and having to come off the bag. There was Rieselman. Throwing error there from Thompson will bring in the run. They will reach on the fielder's choice as he gets over. Anderson going to come in to score on the error. So he reached on an error. And we'll score on the error. So I'm going to try and update my book here. The first pitch for Peter is going to find the zone. Now runners all the way around once again for Peters as he faces the 0-1. That one not going to find the zone now. You're going to have Landon Rohrbach at second, Colton Rohrbach at third. 1-1 count for Wilkin. They're going to throw over to third. Ball going to go past. Quarterback going to get up and go. And he will stay up to score. Trying to get the out there was Wilkin. Turn to third. Both runners going to advance now to second and a third. So scoring on the pass ball. And that'll be a high fly ball in the left center. And it will get down. Runner at third still thought it was close. So they'll score one. Landon Rohrbeck going to turn and try to score two. As they'll be standing up. And the Wildcats have taken this game by storm. Two RBI double from Carson Peters. Going to bring in Hayden Fay and Landon Rohrbeck. And again, Glidden Ralston at one point trailed this game 4-0. They have really exploded on the bats. And Arweva just struggling to field the ball. It's now 9-4. And that'll probably do it for Grant Wilkin here as head coach Jake Danner comes out there and he's talking to his guys. And it'll be a struggle because if I count up the errors right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 errors within this game here. And Glidden Ralston just really capitalizing on a lot of the errors here. Arweva just struggling to kind of keep things in front of them. And that has just kind of been the story of tonight. I mean, you are up 4-0, now giving up 9 unanswered runs. It looks like Jake Danner just coming out there to talk as he will leave his pitcher and Grant Wilkin out on the mound. Glidden Ralston looking to improve to 3-7. It'll be a tough task for Arweva to make the comeback. So they trail now with just one out on the board. Grayson Renzi due up with a runner in scoring position and Carson Peters. He's got a huge gap now in right center and down the first base line. If he can get it over there as Renzi takes that one for strike number one. And I give all the credit here for Glidden Ralston. They've really found the bats and they're making smart plays, whether that's, you know, knowing when to go, swinging the bats, the sack bunts they put down. Really smart plays from them as Grayson Renzi going to take this one back up center and it'll get down. Peter's going to round third. Coach Walker going to send him home. Renzi going to jog his way towards second and then walk back to first on the RBI single. Peter's coming in to score. Going to make it now 10-5 Glidden Ralston. A nice hit ball into right center field. And I kind of talked about, you know, they shaded that way a little bit in right field. But they had their center fielder start to play towards the left field side. So there's a big gap. There's the breaking ball going to miss for Brody Hunt. Hunt so far 0-for-2 with a fly out in left field and a fly out in center field. He's looking for his first hit of the night. They're going to turn and throw back to first. Renzi stands up on the bag. I'm sure his parents probably appreciate that. I know those white jerseys are kind of a pain sometimes to clean. Pitch on the way here for Wilkin. Going to go off of the knee of Rieselman. And the pass ball going to send Renzi to second. Brody Hunt now 2-0 count for him. If anything's close, put the bat on the ball. Otherwise, watch it go by. Wilkin's pitch on the way here. Going to be upstairs. Makes it now 3-0. We'll have an interview with both coaches and a player from each team coming up in our Mackey Motors postgame. We're going to talk about this entire game and kind of the season as well with both of them as the 3-0 for Hunt stands there very mannequin-like and kind of lets it go by. That's what they teach you. I know at least when I was younger, that's what they teach you on 3-0. You don't pull that bat off your shoulder. Wilkins breaking ball, going to miss outside. Nope, they will call it a strike. It was kind of a later strike there. But nonetheless, we'll find the zone. Due up after going to be Jackson Whitaker. Drop three strike. They'll call a piece of it. Kind of looked like he swung a little bit late, but able to get the piece. There was Hunt as it will bounce by Rieselman. Still a full count. 3-2 runner at second going to be Grayson Renzi. If you put one in the outfield, Renzi's probably turning that third corner trying to score. And the breaking ball there. It's going to be a high fly ball in the infield. Ehlers looking to get it. Got the sun in his eyes and able to pick it up for the flyout for out number two. You know, this is kind of where the wind comes out of the sails for Arweva. You know, you start the game so hot, going up 4-0, and you give up 10 unanswered, now that they lead 10-4, and that's just a tough pill for a lot of high school kids to swallow. First pitch on the way here. Going to miss for Whitaker. Wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of the story of the game there, is not able to bring it back home for Arweva, as that one misses outside once again. Now a 2-0 for Wilkin. Whitaker with the runner at second once again. Ehlers going to be holding on. Renzi, pitch on the way here, going to be fouled straight back. Makes it now 2-1. We're getting very close to Jeff Blankman's game starting. That'll be at 6:45, I believe, is when he said his pregame will start between IKM Manning and Xyra Elkhorn and Kimbleton Audubon for softball down in Irwin. Wilkins breaking ball just inside. Makes it now 3-1. And if Whitaker gets on, we're looking at the top of the order once again as Whitaker swings and misses, making it now 3-2. Evan Anderson led things off, and he's due up next. 3-2. Are we even looking to get out of this inning? In a breaking ball, going to be shot down the first base line, ending up foul. It will remain 3-2 nonetheless. Field playing somewhat straight up. Ehlers starting to get towards the bag at second. Wilkin not even going to look back. Throws the breaking ball, and will get it. Whitaker stood there, and that one just barely finding the zone at the end of it for out number three, but the damage is done. Glidden Ralston up 10-4 after the bottom of the fourth.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tweet there, and I read it to myself, and I just thought it was kind of crazy. Going into the top of, or the bottom of the third inning, it was 4-0 Arweva. Since then, 10 unanswered runs coming out of Glidden Ralston. They've exploded to lead now 10-4. Going into the top of the fifth inning. And you don't see that a whole ton when a team goes up 4-0, that another team just instantly able to strike back. And props to Glidden Ralston for being resilient. Props to them for being able to come back in this game and put themselves in the driver's seat. Now up 6 runs. I don't know the exact baseball run rule. I know I've done a lot of softball this year and had to get familiar with that one. But we will possibly maybe figure that out tonight. I know it's 10 after 4 and 8 after 5 for softball, as they changed that rule up here as of recently. 10-4 in favor of Glidden Ralston. Devin Ehlers due up first, and first pitch going to find the zone for Ehlers as he takes his strike number one. Again, our softball game concluding here a little bit ago. We'll have that recap as well as this baseball one at sports.1380kcim.com. Breaking ball there for Ehlers. Going to miss downstairs. Makes it 1-1. Evening up the count. Time right now 6:44 here in Glidden, Iowa. Pitch on the way. Going to miss outside. Just a little overthrown there by Whitaker. Puts the count at 2-1. Again, we got a game tomorrow. Boyer Valley Glidden Baseball, I believe, is our game of the day tomorrow, as that one gets a sail by Fay at the catching position for a 3-1. So Glidden Ralston getting back-to-back games here on the radio. We'll also have their softball team Saturday morning as they take on the Kemper Knights over at Kemper. Zahler's going to take this one up the first base side and get on the leadoff single. A nice hard hit ball through Ehlers as it goes up and over the heads of a couple of guys standing over there and able to jump into right field for the leadoff single. Bringing up now the five-slot hitter, and Derek Thompson. Thompson going to miss one outside. Ehlers going to go on the pass ball, and he will reach. Kind of an easy one there as that one got passed. Now a 1-0 for Thompson. And if you're going to make that comeback, this is kind of that point where you got to start it if you're Arweva. You don't got a whole ton of time left in this game. And Glidden Ralston ain't going to take their foot off the gas anytime soon. Pitch on the way for Thompson. Going to get past now as well. Ehlers going to take off for third. This one back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back pass balls. And Devin Ehlers stands on third with no outs. 2-0 count. Thompson's just got to put something in the air in the outfield or on the ground through the infield. Pitch on the way for Thompson inside. Now the 3-0 going to be facing him. And wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even move this bat here. You got to just stand still, maybe let it coast there. If you're Jackson Whitaker, put something in. And he will. For the 3-1. On deck going to be Weston Toth and Damon Thompson. Ehlers getting a lead down the third base line. Pitch on the way from Whitaker, and this one going to be a short blooper. It'll go right back to Whitaker. He turns to first, and the throw going to be there in time for the 1-3 putout. Out number one going to come by the 1-3 putout from Derek Thompson. Ehlers going to be stranded over at third still. Weston Toth reached on an error and was struck out, so he's 0-1 on the night. As he steps back in, can add an RBI to his name here if he can bring Ehlers around. You just got to put something through the infield or make it out to the outfield on fly. And that one going to be fouled straight back. Got to give credit to both teams for the way they're swinging the bat tonight. Nobody afraid of being aggressive at the plate. Very windy, if you can tell through my microphone here. So I apologize if that's starting to muffle our stuff. Is this one going to be a hard hit ball to Renzi? He's going to turn, field it with his offhand, and throw to first with a scoop. Nonetheless, the RBI for Weston Toth as he brings in Devin Ehlers. They sent him down the line, and a 5-3 putout for out number two. Ehlers coming in to score there. Going to make it now 10-5. Glidden Ralston. That one going to be a hard hit one back from Damon Thompson. Now an 0-1 for Thompson. Working from the stretch is going to be Whitaker. Now we're going to get past Hayden Fay underneath his legs for ball one. A 1-1 count now. Hearing some cheering over at the softball diamond. Pitch on the way here. Going to go past once again, but a swing and a miss. Going to bring the count to 1-2. If you're Faye, got to make sure this one hits the glove, and you squeeze if it's a swing and a miss. You don't want the drop three strike. Pitch on the way from Whitaker just outside, missing the low and away corner. Evening up the count at 2 apiece. Sun starting to set kind of a little bit behind us. And that one will miss inside. Gets past the glove of Fay. Going to make the count full. 3-2. Field playing straight up. Rohrbeck in center playing a little shallow. And the pitch on the way. Going to be short blooper right up the first base side. Whitaker going to have to try and chase him down. And Thompson going to get there. A little collision at first. But nonetheless, Whitaker going to get him out on his own. That'll be three outs, and the Rockets add one on the one hit, just unable to add some more. 10-5, it'll be going into the bottom of the fifth.
Rise and shine, Westside. Hungry for a friendly local stop that knows your name? Stop into Johnny B's. Open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., including lunch starting at 11. And don't miss Saturday from 8 to 1. think coffee, cocoa, and mouth-watering pastries, that hometown taste that feels just right. Johnny B's, where good mornings and great meals meet. To stay up to date, make sure to follow us on Facebook.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Live Motor In broadcast booth together. Let's drive Motor in a Carroll. Pitch on the way here from Wilkin. It'll be a high foul ball. Looks to be out of play, possibly, and it is still in play, and Rieselman making the diving effort for it, unable to get it in the glove. Got the tip of the glove, unable to get it in, and that'll be strike number one against Evan Anderson. Nice play there from Rieselman. From my perspective, I thought it was going to be out, but Johnny keeping his head on the ball, dives for it, and just unable to get it in there, and you saw the frustration kind of punch the glove. Maybe got some guys warming up pitching down to our right here for Glidden-Ralston. Wouldn't be surprised, you know, don't want to wear the arm of Whitaker out there. Is that when you get past Rieselman on the bounce for ball number one? You can listen to this game also after the conclusion as we podcast all of our games at sports.1380kcim.com. I think we have all the way up until the basketball playoffs back then where we have podcasted so far, as that one floats in the zone for strike number two. So all of our baseball and softball games that are on the radio, you can go find them there. I know a lot of people go back and listen to some of the games if you're unable to listen to it live. Wilkins' pitch going to float outside this time. Evens up the count at two apiece. Wilkin did a nice job pitching so far. Just, you know, those two innings have just struggled to play defense behind him as that breaking ball misses outside. Going to fill up the count, 3-2. On deck, Colton Rohrbeck in the hole. Going to be Landon Rohrbeck. Had this same order now. This is the third time. Pitch on the way here on the full count. Batter going to pull the bat off of his shoulder. And they will send him over. Anderson going to reach on the walk. Bringing up now Colton Rohrbeck. Pitch on the way here for Rohrbeck. He swings up high. And will take a strike number one. That one probably not in the zone where he wants it. I know he had a smile on his face when he kind of walked away. And the breaking ball this time, Rohrbeck going to take it upstairs. It'll be Rieselman and Wilkin going over, and Wilkin will be able to get the fly out for out number one. Nice job there from Wilkin. I could hear him all the way up here go, "I got it." That's kind of what you need from these guys, is able to call out who's going to get it. You don't want any collisions or drop balls or anything like that. Don't know who's exactly warming up over here for Glidden-Ralston. Looks like maybe Carson Peters. Breaking ball here. Rohrbeck going to swing and miss, and this time it'll be Landon. Going to be facing the 0-1. His brother swung and fouled it up into the air, popped it up into the air on his last 0-1. And Landon going to be patient on his and take a ball. 1-1, runner at first. Going to be Evan Anderson. On deck going to be Landon Whitaker. Pitch on the way here. This is going to be a short blooper. Wilkin going to turn, barehanded, turn to first. And the throw going to be dropped by Rick Yaller. As the runner now in Anderson going to advance to third on the pass ball over at first. So that'll move a runner now into scoring position at third. You'll also have Rohrbeck reaching over at first. Brings up now Landon Whitaker. First pitch on the way here for Whitaker. It's a high fly ball towards Regaler. He's chasing towards the outfield and will get it on the grass for the fly out for Whitaker. That'll end his first one for out number two. So two outs, runner at first and third. Brings up now the catcher in Hayden Fay. Fay so far, a couple of runs scored. Just one hit, has reached on an error. Reached on an error and a fielder's choice. Now looking to maybe bring in a run here as Wilkin fakes the throw to first. Stepping off of the bag. Stepping off the mound. Wilkin now going to come back to the stretch. Pitch on the way here. Going to be hard hit through the shortstop gap. Diving for it. And the runner going to go to second. They're going to try and tag him out. But an RBI single, nonetheless, for Hayden Fay. We'll bring in the run. Evan Anderson diving home. Rohrbeck kind of played with fire there at second for a minute, trying to maybe see if he can get the fielder in Rieselman. As pass ball here, going to move both runners as well. You have Fay going to second. And you'll have Rohrbeck heading to third. One oh for Peters. Pitch on the way for him here. This one upstairs. Rieselman keeping the ball in the glove. Makes it now 2-0. Pitch on the way here. This one, Peters going to take the bat off, and we'll see, and they'll call it a strike. 2-1 now. Wilkin waiting from the stretch. Big lead over at second. Peters going to swing and miss on the breaking ball outside. Two outs on the board, now a full count at 2-2. Wilkin again waiting for his pitch here. Huge lead at second. Pitch on the way. Peter's going to take it back up to short. Thompson going to turn, goes through his glove. We'll score one. And Carson Peters going to reach on the error. And Landon Rohrbeck will score on the error. And move Hayden Fay to third. And you'll now have a runner at first and third. Breaking ball finds the zone for Grayson Renzi. He'll face now the 0-1. Renzi, three RBIs and two doubles so far. That's Carson Peters. There's a foul ball there from Renzi. Three RBIs, two singles for Renzi. Has not scored yet. Peters may be looking to be our player of the game so far with two doubles, three RBIs, and two runs scored. Pitch on the way for Wilkin here. Renzi going to take this one back up to Thompson at short. Hits his glove. And Thompson going to get on. Renzi will reach on the E6. Bring in a run as well. Peters going to move to second. And Hayden Fay going to come in on the E6 to score. Brings up now Brody Hunt. It is 13-5, Glidden-Ralston. Breaking ball. Misses it for Hunt. 1-0 count, and you're getting into kind of that dangerous run rule territory if you're Glidden-Ralston. Pitch on the way here for Wilkin. Hunt going to take it up and over the head of Thompson. Walker going to send the runner here. He's going to turn. And an RBI there for Brody Hunt, bringing in Carson Peters. Peters going to turn the corner there. Nice job rounding the bases. And Joey Walker giving him the sign to go. Renzi moves now to second. And Brody Hunt will be at first for the RBI single. Now due up Jackson Whitaker. Three straight times they've gone through the entire lineup as Whitaker can have that one sail just outside for ball number one. Just a tough couple of innings for the Arweva Rockets as they trail 14-5. Pitch on the way upstairs. We'll miss it for ball number two. Whitaker stepping back in trailer up 14-5. Glidden Ralston, he's going to foul this one straight up, and good thing they got some fencing up and hanging over as that one was coming back pretty hot. Seeing maybe if Jeff's game has started so far yet, and it looks like they have not. So, pitch on the way, Renzi going to go, ball gets out of Rieselman's way, and Renzi going to be credited with the stolen base, so will Brody Hunt. They left before that one got to him. Now runners in scoring position. Whitaker steps back in on the 3-1. This one going to be a shot back up center field, and will get down. Renzi going to go, and Whitaker will do it, and I believe that'll be the run rule with 10. As they will score that 10th one on an RBI single from Jackson Whitaker to walk it off. Renzi coming around to score on that one will end it. And Glidden Ralston going to pick up the victory in 5 tonight, 15-5. They get things done here in this last one, scoring 5 runs. Let me count this one out for you here as I delete some stuff to make sure we can get to our Mackey Motor postgame, which comes up here very soon. Surprising game out of Glidden Ralston as they trailed 4-0, put up 15 unanswered to be able to pick up the win here tonight in what was a shocking fashion. We'll step away and have the Mackey Motors postgame come.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Hi, this is Jim White, Chairman of the Westside State Bank. Westside State Bank is locally owned and operated. We've been a part of this community for over 115 years. We take pride in our communities by volunteering, coaching, and fundraising. When you choose to bank with us, you choose to keep your money in our community. Bank with people you know and trust. Experience the difference of a bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Westside State Bank. Big enough to serve your needs, small enough to care. WestsideState.bank. We are proud to be an equal housing lender and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Ag lime from Arcadia Limestone, applied in proper amounts, greatly benefits your cash crop land and pasture. It neutralizes detrimental soil acidity, increases effectiveness of applied nutrients, increases activity of nitrogen-fixing bacteria, restores necessary calcium, releases residual nutrients in the soil, and increases the effectiveness of herbicides. Place your ag lime order today by calling Arcadia Limestone, 689-2299.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
We are here in the Mackey Motors postgame as we get our guys coming up here very soon. In a big win, the Glidden Ralston Wildcats pick up a 15-5 win in five innings. We get Mr. Grayson Renzi jumping on the mic here. I'll have to get you over here, Grayson. A big win for you guys here. Let me get your mic on there. But you guys are able to pick it up, and, you know, you start down 4-0. What does it say about these guys that you guys are able to come back and put up 15 unanswered in five?
We just knew we could. We knew we could string together hits, and they could never sustain that. Just knew we had to score at least a couple.
For you personally, three RBIs, two singles, a run scored, or excuse me, four RBIs, three singles. I'm trying to get my math here right, but, you know, a big night out of you nonetheless here. What was it like stepping in there facing Grant Wilkin the entire time? What did you see from him, and how were you able to give it a ride?
Well, I was just expecting the curveball. He threw a couple to start. He couldn't really locate them, so I knew he had to start the fastball coming in. Just going to go cut the ball in half, hit a line drive. They're playing deep because of the wind today, so just hitting it right in front of them every time.
And with that as well, talk about that wind. I know when we talked kind of earlier, a lot of the guys were thinking, you know, maybe there's a chance to hit the long ball, but you kind of said it best there. You hit it right in front of them because they're playing deep there. Was that kind of the plan you guys went into this with?
My plan was just to hit the ball hard, hope it found a gap, and it did today.
And for you guys as well, now picking up the third win of the season here, how big is it to get that win in conference play?
It's really big. It's a good way to fight for the conference, and we just got to go get them next time we play them next week.
Hey, I tell you what, congrats on the win here, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll have head coach Joey Walker jumping on here in just a minute as well. As coach, I kind of said it here as well. You start down 4-0 going into the bottom of the third. You put up 5 in the third, 5 in the fourth, and 5 in the fifth to win this one in 5 innings there. And Grayson kind of said, you know, this team's resilient here. But as a coach, you know, at that perspective, you trail 4-0. What were you guys talking about in the dugout and kind of going over?
Yeah, so, you know, in the game of baseball, it's all about how you respond to adversity, you know, every pitch, every play. So we had some conversations where, you know, we got to score runs to win anyway, all right? They hit the ball hard in the first inning, put across some runs. But, you know, we've seen a lot of good pitching this year. So, you know, keep the same approach that you guys have had, put the ball in play, and you'll start to find gaps, and they did. So I was really proud of the way they responded. Didn't strike out a ton tonight, put pressure on their defense, and Jackson pitched great. When you can get a complete game from your pitcher and put the ball in play, we're going to be pretty tough to beat.
And I kind of want to talk about the fielding there. I kind of talked about the impressiveness of some of the guys out there. I know Grayson made a play, Landon made a play where the ball hops weird, and they're able to make kind of that adjustment and able to do that there. What does that say about the practice and the hard work that these guys have done, that they're not making a whole ton of errors?
Yeah, these guys have definitely put in the work this year, in the last couple years, with their fielding. I mean, I remember 3 or 4 years ago, in a game like this, we probably would have committed 5 or 6 errors. Guys struggled to make plays, but these guys have really worked hard, and Grayson wasn't playing third base at the beginning of the year, but he's getting reps at practice, getting better. Now I trust him more than anyone out there at third base. There was 3 bare hand plays on the left side, and we joked that, you know, they don't even need gloves over there. Landon made 2, and Grayson made 1. So, you know, it's nice for the pitchers and for me to be able to trust your defense like that.
And with that, I know you guys are back on tomorrow as well here. So with this one, to get on the right path here, pick up the win, are you hoping that momentum kind of bounces in tomorrow as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great when you got back-to-back home games and you can come out and, you know, play like we did tonight and hopefully roll into tomorrow with that same mentality and same approach and pick up another one.
Hey, Coach, I tell you what, congratulations here. I know we'll get stats from you later, but thank you for joining us
all
up
right
here.
Thanks, Mason.
It was head coach Joey Walker joining us here in our Mackey Motors postgame as they pick up a big 15-5 victory here at home over conference rival Arweva tonight. We've got our player of the game to go over here, and I kind of had a couple of guys in mind for our player of the game. It was a tough one, in my opinion, here, but I ultimately went with Carson Peters, who had a big game of the play, 2 for 3 with 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. I know we'll get head coach Jake Danner and one of the guys up here very soon, so we'll step away and take a break.
From residential remodel to commercial projects, Hagee Construction delivers.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hawley Insurance and Bail is a proud supporter of the Arweva Rockets. The professionals at Hawley Insurance know how important it can be to work as a team, just like it's important to have the right insurance policy. Whether you need home and auto coverage or a bigger policy for crop and farm, Hawley Insurance will work with you one-on-one to offer incredible service and expert knowledge. Hawley Insurance. Find them on Facebook, on Main Street in Vail, or call 677-5569. Go Rockets!
Post game, you got Devin Ehlers of the Arweva Rockets joining us here. Devin, tonight a couple of stolen bases, a couple of scored runs as well. You had a single in there. Talk about your performance tonight, how you felt like you played.
It wasn't the greatest, but found ways to get on bases, get around the base paths, and score some runs.
And with that as well tonight, obviously you guys led 4-0 going into the bottom of the third there. Talk about those first couple of times you got up there. I know you guys were up early. What was the dugout conversations like?
Well, we started off hot in the first inning, but everybody else did. I didn't get on base the first inning, but then from there on we couldn't really keep them going.
And with that as well, you know, with this, you see kind of this good team in Glidden, Ralston, Jackson Whitaker pitched well here. What are you taking away from a game like this?
We got to fix our defense. Not too many errors is what kind of caused this to spiral, and then we didn't keep up with the runs, so then it was just kind of downhill from there.
And with that, do you feel like that's just practice time, game reps, those type of things that'll get that cleaned up?
Yeah, hopefully some more game reps will help. Practice can only do so much. You got to do it live.
Well, Devin, I tell you what, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
That was Devin Ehlers of the Arweva Rockets joining us. We'll get head coach Jake Danner up here as well, as he'll jump on the mic. Coach, we talked earlier in the day here, and we talked about, you know, this game is important when it comes to conference standings. You guys led 4-0, and then, like Devin said, you know, a couple of errors here and there led to a lot of runs there. You know, what were you seeing with the guys on the defense that led to some of those errors?
Pre-pitch movement, expecting the ball to be hit to me. I think we were just a little slow to react. I preach the pre-pitch movement all the time. Our feet need to be moving and expect the ball to be hit to me and know what I'm doing with the ball prior to it be hitting. A couple times it looked like we were a little on the second guessing of things. Instead of either I need to attack a hop better, what it be, let the ball hit play me. We were just too indecisive, and that's what, you know, showed tonight.
And I kind of talked about it as well. You started the game off hot here. Wyatt obviously had that ball that hopped over the fence, and then you score the three first ones there as well, and then you led 4-0. Talk about what was going right for you guys early in the game.
Yeah, I wanted to be more aggressive at the plate to start off. Kind of set the tone early. We were able to do that offensively, jumping up with a couple doubles, a couple hard hit ground line drives. This year we've hit the ball hard, but nothing really on like a line. Tonight we started that off early, and I thought, you know, that could carry through inning to inning. And after that first inning, it kind of just disappeared pretty quick.
And what are you guys taking away from a game like this? Because I know not a whole ton of practice time as you guys get into the middle of the season here. So what do you take away from a game like this?
Honestly, kind of hope we just forget it. Move on to the next one. Depending on how I'm feeling, might give the guys a day off tomorrow, kind of reset, and come back ready to go Monday. Got three games next week, and this is something hopefully we can just kind of erase from our memory and move on, because it's a, you know, baseball's a long season, but it's a short season, the day-to-day aspect of things. So, yes, we'll work to get better and improve on things. It's just a little bit of attention to details, and the focus level needs to rise up a little bit.
Well, Coach, I know we'll get stats from you later tonight. Thank you for joining us in the Maggie Motors postgame.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I was head coach Jake Danner joining us of the Arweva Rockets as well. Again, 15-5, Glidden Ralston picking up the victory here tonight. Again, Carson Peters, our Culver's player of the game. Thank you guys for joining us. It was a fun one. We will step away. We've got a game over on KKRL between Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon, and ICAM Manning. Tune in there as well.